Hey everyone, Alex here with a quick note ahead of today's episode. As part of our efforts to make sure that we get through every outstanding patron shoutout, we're increasing the number of people we thank. This means we're going to move the shoutouts to the end of episodes going forward so as not to make people wait extra long before the start of a show. That's all for now. Thanks for your patience, and we hope you enjoy today's episode.
Special thanks to Jasper. May you always stay up long past your bedtime.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Temperature still critical.
Good afternoon. David, you seem a little still. Is this been okay? David, I'm just gonna just let's all calm down. Let's just take a imagine. I've got a big blanket, and the blanket's made of car, and I'm just carefully throwing it over you.
Blankets make things hotter.
Okay, the blanket slid off and not really worked. Okay, well, David, I've got a solution to this because clearly you're very upset for some reason. I think there is a way. There is a way we can solve this. I've invited a mediator. Please welcome Mediator Extraordinaire, Clyde Nestrican.
What?
Hello.
Mediator detected. Security open to compromise.
Another one of your friends.
A friend? No, a work colleague.
And exactly in which bar did he meet you?
Actually, I was hired to come here. I've been formally requested to attend this session of whatever it is that you two are up to, and I'd like to help. I see that there are some problems, and I think I can help you.
Yeah, you see?
Okay.
I have paid for a mediator because I care, David.
Oh, you get paid.
Yes, I get paid. Don't you get paid?
I also get paid.
We all get clone. It's a clone.
Oh, it's a clone. Oh, I understand.
Clones don't get paid because clones are...
Yeah. It's me, David Seven. Sentient filth. The clone.
Okay, this is the behaviour I was talking about, Clyde.
Oh, sorry, my behaviour. Oh, do I have bad behaviour?
See? Okay. Case in point.
I think everything's getting a little bit tense. Why don't we just take 1 minute to breathe in through our nose and out through the mouth? Do you have a nose and mouth?
Good question, David.
The answer. Look, face. No.
There are two gaping holes on your face. I can only assume are the places in which you breathe and speak. Rude.
You see, he's always very objectionable. You ask a simple question.
Hang on a minute.
You ask a simple question like, do you have a nose and a mouth?
My face is being judged.
Terribly aggressive.
Very aggressive.
You came into my office and judged my face.
Not your office.
Well, I'm here to settle some of these issues that you two may be having. I can see that you two have a lot of history and a lot of baggage. So, I would like for you to talk to each other about why it is you became friends and or colleagues in the first place.
I can start this.
After you, David, you see.
Ah, good, Trexel.
You are not supposed to try and win a mediation.
I was created in a jar and then funneled into the office, and then Trexel turned up and has made my life a living hell.
Oh.
That's Gans. That's about right.
And you, Trexel?
I walked in. He was there.
A tale as old as time.
Okay. I can see that this is going to be an interesting afternoon.
Should we perhaps just continue on with our workday as
yeah,
we would?
Yeah, oh yeah, we have
How
work.
How about you continue on with your working day, just as normal? No. Just pretend I'm not here.
Another problem, if you want to know. Right, this shift, 8 hours. Do you know how long we have to the end of the shift? About 20 minutes.
Yes.
Every day.
I feel that the best way to work is under constraints. So I don't turn up at the start of a workday. I really skip it at the end, normally with a friend, and just see what happens.
All right, fine. Well, let's just do a normal workday then.
Let's do a normal working day.
Just the case that we have with 20 minutes to go.
Just pretend I'm not even here. I'll just sit back. I'll observe with my notebook over here.
David, if you wouldn't mind.
Fine. Okay.
Initiating.
The next thing we need to expedite is from Axel Nay Jewel. Pronouns he, him. The department is legal, blame deflection and excuses.
Ah, tricky ground. When you get involved in legal and you're out of legalese, you'll end up being some sort of legal weevil and somebody will step on you. Squish!
May I continue?
I would love it if you would.
Their role is lead creative writer. And their problem? Board help us. Our reinforced office door has been melted off by a solar flare, and now we are beset on all sides by rabid prosecutors.
The prosecutors come.
Oh, this one looked like quite urgent. If only we'd been here 7.5 hours ago to deal with it.
Look, those doors are pretty thick, so even if it's been...
It's already been melted off by a solar flare.
Entirely melted
off. Very specifically, they're beset on all sides by rabid prosecutors.
So they're like sort of, you know, circle the wagon style defence ring.
I don't know.
The legal team versus
prosecutors. Do you know what probably is going to happen? Right? They've already just been completely killed by all the prosecutors.
This is what I'm talking about. Oh, let's not bother because everything's already ruined because of Trexel.
I'm the only one who tries to bother about anything ever.
Clytemnestra, help us. I can't even work with him. You see, he's emotional. He's angry. Apparently, I've already ruined everything even before we started.
Well, it does seem that he's being quite reasonable in some of his requests. And it seems that perhaps you, Trexel, might be the unreasonable one in this situation.
J'accuse! I disabuse you of this notion!
I am rubber, you are glue, bounce off of me and onto you!
Okay, everyone, I see that there's some sort of imbalance here. How about we, all of us, stand up, everyone stand up together, and let's shake off all of our worries.
Ooh.
Let's shake them all out. Let's shake all of our bodies and all of our bits of extra bits that are attached to us.
Oh, lots of things are falling out of my pockets.
Stop. There we go. If you want to pick up all of your various detritus that have fallen out on the floor, nuts, bolts, cigarette lighters,
that's
drugs.
Oh, I'm dry again. Oh, no. Oh, puddle.
How do we feel now?
Kind of loose and shaky.
Moist again.
Do you feel in any way calmer?
I do feel a little calmer.
Yes.
My neck hurts.
That's the magic of shaking your body. Do you want to watch me shake my body?
I mean, we've already...
Oh, off I go!
Okay.
Oh, this does feel good.
Okay,
oh.
Is this for us or you?
This is just for me!
Just for Clytemnestra.
Oh, feels absolutely marvellous. I might continue to do this while you're talking.
It's very distracting.
Shall I stay in this puddle or...
All the shaking is starting to get weird.
David, she's just shaking. So I think if we just plow on.
Plow on with what? The completely, definitely dead legal team.
Well, why don't we just give it a... try.
Oh, yeah, let's just pretend. Let's just pretend that it is all fine and that what we're doing hasn't already been completely muffed up by you.
Things being muffed up by me?
Yeah.
I think your attitude's muffing it up.
No, I think your lateness is muffing it up.
Well, what do you want to do about it?
It's pre-muffed. We can't unmuff it because you've already muffed it.
Well, if it's all pre-muffed, why don't we just tear it up and we'll go home? Oh, okay. Okay, because the gun walls don't care for that. We're going to complete the shift.
Okay.
We're going to complete the shift. Clytemnestra, that happens a lot here. Is that bad?
No, I think you should just carry on and smile through it.
Smile through?
Yes.
Guns come from the walls, you smile through.
Smile.
Okay.
Smile through.
Just here's me smiling.
We're all smiling now.
Oh, good.
Oh, what beautiful, terrifying smiles you both have.
I'm so glad that Trexel is here to help with this expediting job.
That's good, David Seven. Fantastic. Brilliant. And you, Trexel, might you say something kind about David Seven?
This has happened before.
No, I'm working up to it.
Wait.
I'm working up to it. David Seven.
Oh, he's sort of doing a revving motion like he's starting an old lawnmower.
David Seven. Ooh. David Seven. Eesh. David Seven is sometimes helpful.
What a towering achievement.
Ooh.
I did it. I landed it.
How did that feel, David Seven?
Yes.
Slightly below average.
David Seven is a good companion. I'm getting into it now. David Seven is somebody I'd like to spend time with.
Oh, okay. A breakthrough.
David Seven is somebody I respect.
You can do it, Trexel.
Not quite there. I don't think I'm quite there.
Okay, but also, you are only doing this because you think you're winning at somebody, not because you genuinely feel these things.
You can't prove anything.
You can ruin anything by overanalyzing it.
I think I rest my case.
I
refuse!
I re-excite the case to allow for further argument, and my argument is refuse!
Right, boys, why don't we continue with the work? Because right now I haven't got a lot of things to go on, just a lot of shouting.
Okay,
so I'd like to continue observing you, if possible.
Fine.
Thank you.
I can guarantee there will be much more shouting.
All right, yeah. Let's pretend that the legal team is not all completely dead.
Okay,
so... Oh, no, the door's been blown off by a solar flare and there's rabid prosecutors everywhere. What are we going to do, Trexel?
First and foremost, we've got station security systems. We've got enough gun walls in here. Why aren't there gun walls in there to take out the prosecutors, rabid or otherwise? Stella Firma is not a fan of the prosecutor. We're normally on the defense side of a case because people have died. So I don't think that Stella Firma is going to be like, oh, look, prosecutors, that's fine. So surely the defenses will kick in.
Okay, so
and imagine we'll be like, pow, take that, pow. Oh, I'm bleeding to death. I had a family and I'll never see them again. You know, that sort of
stuff. So your argument is that the problem has already been solved because they've put defenses in place and so we don't need to do anything.
Well, no, I'm saying that is something you should consider. You know,
okay.
People sometimes complain when there isn't anything wrong.
All right, I'll write it on the suggestion. It's all in your head.
No, David, I'm asking you to check it.
Check what?
Check the status.
What, on Imogen?
Yes.
But I've got...
Okay, fine. If you've got problems, I'll do it. I'll do it, perhaps.
Yeah, fine. Oh, yeah, you look anything on Imogen up for the first time ever.
Oh, gosh, that's a terribly kind offer of you, Trexel.
Thank you, Clytemnestra. You see,
it might
I'll
do you
do
well
it
to
for
say
you.
The same thing, David Seven.
But it's not. It's like the base function of his job.
Say it, David Seven.
What? Oh, gosh. I don't know how to say it, David.
Thank you, Trexel. That's a very kind thing to do.
Very good. Well done.
Okay.
Wonderful. Oh. And how does that feel, Trexel?
Warm. Warm and fuzzy.
Warm. Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
Oh, so
thank
glad.
You.
Have you ever heard of an old pastime of bygone years? It's called Sangang. Have you heard of Sangang?
Sangang.
Sangang.
What's Sangang?
Sangang, some might have pronounced it as singing.
Singing?
Singing.
Well,
singing imminent. Security alerted.
I partake of a tune or two in my spare time. Daddle-daddle-dat-dat-dat, tunes arrive. I want to make a massive rhyme. Diddle-diddle-diddle, who can say?
Oh, very
when
good.
The song will end, not now yet or even later. It goes on even though it grows later.
Trexel,
in the
we
day.
We have about 8 minutes of the shift
in
left.
In the day!
Oh, why is it that whenever you bring people into a room, singing happens?
Because I have a tune in the heart and a song in the mind.
Ugh.
What I wanted for us to achieve was to sing our feelings at each other.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So why don't you start, David Seven?
Sing your feelings to me, David. Serenade me with your emotional noise.
Right, so I just sing what's in my
sing what's in your heart.
Off you go.
Sadness. Sadness. Sadness and anger. Anger and rage. Okay. Anger and rage at everything here.
Okay.
Kill!
Okay. I think that's enough. Lovely. Very beautiful performance. Thank you very much. And breathe in through your nose hole and out through your mouth. In through your in hole, out through your out hole. So in through the in
stuff
and out through the out. It's like a volcano of sadness, isn't it?
It is. Oh. It is. You really have to work on your issues, David, because there was a lot there that I think was revealed by Clytemnestra's very important
really?
Task.
Really? You just didn't pick up on it, any of that? Fine. No. All right. Go sing.
Is it
your
turn?
Yes, it's your turn, Trexel.
Okay. Everybody's having a nice little time. But then when they stop and have time to reflect, they look at a wall and realize that they have no friends and nobody loves them. Sadness and sadness and sadness and anger and sadness and sadness and sadness and woe. Sadness and sadness and sadness and anger and sadness and sadness. Where do I go?
Where does he go?
Oh, no.
Oh, I got quite
thank
into
you for joining
that.
Me in that.
I got quite into it.
Thank you for joining me
I felt
me
like
in
I
that.
Needed some sort of harmony.
This is not how mediation works.
So as we can see there, your anger and sadness, David, is uncontrolled and visceral, whereas mine is locked into a rigid structure. So rigid, Clytemnestra joined in. We've all got sadness and anger, but you've got to control it. Is that right?
So what you're saying is there are people there with you in your anger and sadness and no one with me.
Well, David is all alone.
Oh, poor David.
Yes, poor David. That's the whole point. Poor David.
Oh.
So let's make David a friend.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, well, luckily, some of the many things that fell out of my pockets are toilet rolls and glue, and we've got some glitter here as well, so let's make a friend.
Excellent.
Thank the Lord. My problems are going to be solved by this...
little...
How many arms? Three?
DIY friend.
Four? How many arms do we need to hug forever?
12.
12 arms it is. Okay.
There we go.
Forever hugs for David Seven.
Now, I just need to draw a face on, but I haven't got... Hang on, I'll just cut my hand. Ah! Okay, let's just draw a face on there. Right. Blood.
I mean, I have a pen in my pocket. That wasn't necessary. Oh,
well, I mean, I've got a bleeding hand now, so
well,
we might
as well
leave
it. Yes, definitely.
You know what? In fact, there's quite a lot of blood. Let's just cover the whole thing in.
Ah,
a lovely red friend.
Red friend for David Seven. Ah.
And now I'll need the pen. He's all red now. So if we have the pen now, I'll draw the face on
top. Oh, good idea. Here you are.
I don't
want to
face this blood friend.
I have got quite a lot of blood on your pen. There we are.
Ah, that's all right. I'll just lick it clean.
Okay. Well, I'm going to lick my hand clean.
Everyone needs to stop licking things.
Does that mean that we're married now, Trexel?
Oh, interesting, because you've consumed my blood and I've consumed... No, because I haven't consumed your blood. Near miss, though.
Of course, nearly.
Bit of a near miss. Nearly. I'm not ready for the commitment, I don't think, of a
Sorry,
marriage.
What?
What?
I mean, you drink each other's blood.
Well, only in the case of marriage, yes. That's how people get married.
But what is marriage?
You exchange blood. It's the bonding of two people in a way that eventually makes them hate each other.
Oh.
Does that mean that you two are married?
No, I know. You can't marry a clone.
I mean, I don't bleed.
You don't bleed. You can't drink what's not there. I should know. I've appended a lot of empty glasses into my mouth whilst crying and saying, where's it all gone?
Oh. Oh.
So I should know.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, we just skipped to the hating each other part.
Sounds efficient to me.
Yes, very efficient. Very efficient.
Right. So, hating each other is a good basis for a relationship, is it?
Yes, absolutely.
Every relationship I've seen, hate, hate, hate.
Terrible hate.
Okay, so...
And eventually just sort of a tense silence?
Yes, an everlasting silence.
Yes, until everybody's died.
Mm. Oh, good. Well, for the record, I deeply and fundamentally hate Trexel Geissman. So brilliant. Session to an end, complete. It's the perfect relationship. It's the perfect stellaphone relationship. And that's it. Hey?
Yikes.
What a breakthrough you've had today, David Seven.
Yes. That's the breakthrough.
I'm not sure. I like Clytemnestra. I obviously respect you and your craft and your talent, but I feel like maybe if we establish a relationship of pure hate, we'll be less effective as a team, do you think?
Well, no. I've been observing you both for some time now. It's been about 10 or 12 minutes, but...
It feels longer, doesn't it?
Always feels longer with Trexel Geissman.
Deal longer, yes. What I've concluded from my assessment of you both is that you two don't work well together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You shouldn't ever work together.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have been working together for this long.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And now I'm going to flush myself away so I don't have to deal with either of you ever again.
Okay. Oh,
goodbye!
Extracting mediator.
There she goes.
Oh, I wish I could do that.
Huh.
So
that was that. That's what I'd call a mixed success. I mean, we've got an assessment of the relationship. The assessment is no.
Yep.
But what do we do with that, I suppose, is the question.
We have no choice. We have to work together.
But what do we do with that? I mean, maybe we should stop working together.
Well, we can't.
Well, why not?
Because we're not allowed.
Oh, yes, we're not allowed. Okay, well, then I suppose we just have to push on through, knowing that our relationship is doomed by assessment.
Yep.
So what was the problem?
What?
The problem we have to deal with.
Right, there were some lead creative writers of the legal department. They were being beset upon on all sides by prosecutors because their door fell off.
Okay, well, let's assume the gun walls haven't worked. Otherwise, you go into a, well, why should we bother spiral? And we know that that leads nowhere. So, you've got to fight fire with fire. So you should suggest to them that if they're being prosecuted, they turn it around. Do the old switcheroo. You prosecute me. No, I prosecute you.
Right.
Qui prosecutors in accusatoris. Securitatum nota.
Okay, right, so you just re-prosecute the... You become prosecutors and re-prosecute the prosecutors.
Now, there is always a danger that the prosecutor will turn around and prosecute you, and then you turn around and you prosecute them.
Ah, so
but
you're
then,
like Jacques.
And then they Jacques.
And then they Jacques.
But then you Jacques.
But Ja refuse.
Ah, but Ja... Who will lose? Who can say? You're just tied up for years and years in legal knots.
Right, so we just make it their problem.
You bog them down in legal trench warfare.
Fine. See? Fine. This could have worked. We could have just done this. So why don't we just do that?
Oh.
You detectives and mediators and different silly games that you need to do. Right? We could just do this. We did it. This is fine. This will get us through. We've ended the shift. I can write this. Look, I'm going to write this in the tube.
Submitting.
And we're done.
I wanted to do the wall thing.
I'm okay if you want to play it like that, David.
I just want to play it like we can work and not get killed. I just don't want to die. That's it.
Fine. If that's how you feel, then,
Feel like what?
Just want to boil it down to a transactional 5 minutes, you know, end of each day. Oh, what do we do? I suppose this, and then push it through the slot, and then I suppose we all just gently age. Is that what you would like, David?
I don't even know how long I live.
Oh, you know, I do.
And?
I'll see you tomorrow, David.
Really? Fine.
I tried. I brought in a mediator. I tried to repair the relationship, and you just pick holes. You can't just play the game, can you, David?
I want you to...
We're playing different games, Trexel.
Well, maybe we need to align rule sets, yeah?
All right,
what
fine.
Happens when you land on free parking?
You do your shift.
Interesting.
Wait. How long do I live?
Let's not get into it, David. The answer would only depress you.
Does that mean a long time or a short time? Both would be depressing in their own ways.
You know what? This has been a long time coming. I don't think I'm going to come in tomorrow.
Wait, what?
Well, clearly you don't need me.
No.
You don't need my
help.
You can operate on your own. You don't like me. You said you hated me.
What?
You don't want me here. So you don't like me. You don't want me
that's
here.
Mutual.
You hate me.
That is mutual.
You can work on it on your own. So why should I bother, David?
But they'll
why should I bother?
But they want to cycle.
In many ways, it's surprising he turned up every day for this long.
That's it. I'm done. Oh.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Clytemnestra Cairn was played by Annie Harris. This episode was edited by Maddie Searle and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Carolyn Yepsen, Salsa, Prince Hess, Anne Schindler, Gwaine, Rebecca McElfish, Piper Cook, Estrid Nielsen, Yearn, Mary, Lucy Breskel Waters, Steph Leddington, Honeybee, Abigail Trevor, Jennifer Fleming, Emily Deutsch, Annie Wald, Charlotte Shee, Dave Palmer, Stephanie Santos, Jam Jams, Anna Ivanios, Kellen B, Sarah S, Gabriella Cigaroa, Ashley Desert Willow Wilson, Ashura Sumeragi, Kenzie JP, Catherine Evans, Jess Riley, Elodie L, Anna Walker, Eri Martinez, AJNR, Isabel Bestrand, Tracy T, Beau Jester Real, Jake Kazden, Vinatabris, Quartermoose. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.